When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. I'm your host, Elise, and here's what happened on March 17th. On this day, in 461 AD, the Christian missionary, Patrick, who went on to become the patron saint of Ireland, died in the Irish town of Saul, where he had built his first church. Records show that the first parade to celebrate St. Patrick's life took place not in Ireland, but in the Americas. That first parade was held in 1601 in St. Augustine, Florida, under the direction of the colony's Irish vicar. More than a century later, homesick Irish soldiers serving in the English military marched in Boston in 1737 and in New York City in 1762. Over the years, parades were held as a show of unity and strength for persecuted Irish American immigrants and then as a popular celebration of Irish American heritage. The party went global in 1995, when the Irish government began a large-scale campaign to market St. Patrick's Day as a way of driving tourism to the Emerald Isle. Surprising fact? Over the centuries, countless legends grew up around St. Patrick, including that he baptized hundreds of people in a single day and that he drove all the snakes out of Ireland. Scientists, however, believe Ireland never had any snakes to begin with. Also on this day, in 1776, General George Washington drove British troops out of Boston, ending their 8-year occupation. And in 2000, Julia Roberts became the first actress to earn a $20 million paycheck for her role in Erin Brockovich. Thanks for listening. That's all for Today in History. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.